Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 237. I know I'm not alone with my feelings of imposter syndrome. I feel often attacked by the feelings of inadequacy surrounding my many jobs and hobbies and passions. There is an Ira Glass quote that I love, and I'm just going to read it directly for you now because I quote it often and I think it's really beautiful. He says, "Nobody tells this to people who are beginners. I wish someone told me. All of us who do creative work, we get into it because we have good taste. But there is this gap. For the first couple years that you make stuff, it's just not that good. It's trying to be good. It has potential. But it's not. But your taste, the thing that got you into the game, is still killer. And your taste is why your work disappoints you. A lot of people never get past this phase. They quit. Most people I know who do interesting creative work went through years of this. We know our work doesn't have the special thing that we want it to have. And we all go through this. And if you're starting out or you're still in this phase, you gotta know it's normal and the most important thing you can do is a lot of work. Put yourself on a deadline so that every week you'll finish one story. It's only by going through a volume of work that you will close that gap and your work will be as good as your ambitions. And I took longer to figure out how to do this than anyone I've ever met. It's gonna take a while. It's normal to take a while. You just have to fight your way through." End quote. I think about this all the time. And finally, I'm beginning to recognize that my own good taste is a setback in considering my own artistic contributions. I know now that art is art to someone, even if it's not what we imagined it would be. There is a value in just getting your shit out there. Objectively speaking, you're an artist if you make art. Even if it's not up to your standards. If you paint, you're a painter, objectively, regardless of if the painting is bad. I'm sure we've all been to museums with famous pieces that not only didn't move us, but they kind of sucked. But would you not call Jackson Pollock an artist just because he got famous for the splatter-type paintings, which is reenacted in many preschool classrooms because of its simplicity? But if you look back on his history, he was an incredibly talented painter prior to bringing that style to the forefront. But if you only see that splatter today on a backdrop of detailed paintings, you may misunderstand the work on the back end that he put to get there. And it's not just art. If you write, you're a writer. You don't have to wait until your first published piece to call yourself one. If you swim, you're a swimmer. If you sing, you're a singer. If you play guitar, you're a musician, and so on. So stop waiting for some sort of notoriety to identify you as the things that you want to be and simply are. By simply being brave enough to approach a new subject, you are absolutely qualified to be an ambassador of that subject. Of course, we do need to consider our expertise and our experience and our commitment, especially if we want to offer advice or critiques to others in the industry. But there is nothing wrong with being a beginner. Be impressed with yourself for doing the damn thing. And don't be afraid to claim that damn thing as yours, even if you have room for improvement. Don't let the fact that you have excellent taste hold you back from creating things that you might actually enjoy the flavor of. We're all beginners at first. And note that your good taste will put you above the rest if you're willing to fight through the part where you're not as good. Because you're seeing everybody's final product and comparing your process to that, which just isn't fair. Allow yourself to suck so you can get great. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.